Hey guys, what's up? How's everyone doing? Hope you guys are good. I feel like I haven't done this in a while, even though it's only been like a month, I think. Maybe less than that, because I do it more. But anyways, hello. It is currently 10:30 in the morning. I specifically woke up to record because the house is very quiet and I have some alone time for myself to record things, if you know what I mean. But, yeah, it's a perfect time. I'm finally wearing, like, headset. So that's the sound of me, like, hitting it accidentally because I'm trying to get used to a headset on my head. And because it's 10:30 in the morning, I'm currently drinking a coffee, so you might hear some gulping noises. I'm sorry if that bothers you. It is what it is. I can't help my throat, you know? By the way, interesting fact about me. I am addicted to caffeine. Genuinely. Like, I have an obsession with caffeine. I don't know what it is. But I wouldn't say I'm addicted to coffee, but I do like drinking coffee every day. Sometimes I feel like my day doesn't kick off unless I drink a coffee. I have a friend who's always telling me, you're addicted to caffeine. I'm like, no, I'm not. But now I'm kind of coming to, you know, terms with it. I'm like, I might be just a little bit addicted to caffeine. Just don't tell anyone I said that. Only you guys know that. But yeah. So it's been new with me. I'm trying to think. I'm having a little bit of like a slump. Because I've kind of had, like, I've been a little bit busy. My life has been a bit busy, so I haven't really had the best time to sit down and record and just focus on doing that. So it's good that now I have the time for it. And I actually have a lot of new ideas saved for Patreon, like new audios that I think you guys will really like and new ideas. Because I want to make this enjoyable, like as enjoyable as I possibly can for you guys, because you can support many other creators out there, but you chose to support me, and that makes me the happiest girl alive, so thank you. Fun fact, I did an eye reveal on my Twitter yesterday, so if you are curious to see what my eye looks like, then head on over to my Twitter, and you will see it right there, in case you didn't know. Got a lot of nice compliments on an eye reveal, which is nice. I didn't do both eyes because, like, I don't know, I just did one eye, but they both look like each other, so don't worry. The reason I did that is because I did my lashes. My lashes look really good, so I'm like, you know what? I'm kind of feeling myself right now. I'm gonna go ahead and show y'all what my eye looks like. I was even so close to doing a lip reveal one time because I've seen other creators doing like lip reveal, but I don't really want my Twitter to be sexual because I have a lot of minors following me, so I don't want to do that. But I mean, it's not really sexual, but some people make it sexual, if you know what I mean. Some people find it sexual, so I don't really want to put myself in that position. Because sadly, there's a lot of sexual things going on in the community behind the screen and the voices that you guys don't know about. Not that you care, it's not really the most important. Even I don't care. I try not to involve myself in the drama, but there are a lot of creators out there who are pedophiles, and honestly, they encourage minors to listen to their stuff, or they even talk to the minors and like make them do things that they don't want to do, which is not right, because you as a creator, you need to be like a safe escape sort of thing. You cannot be a predator or like a pedophile. It's not right. Like, that's not you using your platform for good use, not you encouraging good things. And I don't like that. I really don't like that. For that reason, I kind of just not excluded myself, but like I backed away from a lot of people in the community. I don't want to find myself in a situation like that or associated with someone like that. So I'm very, very picky with who I choose to talk to in the community. Not that I talk to that many people anyways. I'm like a little bit of a, like a little beaver hiding, you know what I mean? I don't think I've ever seen a beaver in my life, so that's why I gave that explanation. But yeah, sorry, that's gross, ew, but yeah, sadly, a lot of that does go on in the community, both females and males. I'm not just talking about guys here, because, like, come on, it goes both ways. Not trying to be sexist at all. Literally, I've seen it happen on both sides, and it's pretty sad, but, like, you can't really, unfortunately, you cannot stop them. They are everywhere, aren't they? Even happens in real life every day. Like, it's horrible. That's just how the world is, sadly. Speaking of the world, it's been crazy lately, like, with all the natural disasters going on. Like, we've had a lot of floods here where I live. I mean, a lot. It doesn't rain anymore without flooding. And that's also one of the reasons why I've been kind of busy, because, like, one, our electricity goes off a lot. Weird in America, but, like, yeah, it does, because of, you know, the power outages and, like, the floods. And a lot of people are busy, like, cleaning up their houses and getting rid of furniture that got wet. It's so sad. Like, I go down the neighborhood. Thankfully, our house didn't get too affected as much as other people, but, like, I go down the neighborhood and I see their furniture outside all drenched and wet, and it's really sad. Like, I don't know, I don't like seeing it. I have, like, a fear of, like, the world ending. I don't know if that's weird, but I do have a fear of it. So every time stuff like that happens, I get a little bit scared and terrified, thinking, oh, we're gonna die. And I don't want to die. I'm too young to die right now. You know what I mean? Who wants to die? Nobody. I'd be concerned if you did. I'd tell you no, you shouldn't want that. You know? But yeah. Currently, I tried using a pop filter for the first time now, so I don't know if there's a difference, but I really don't like hearing the sound of, like, pop, 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 like, in the back, like, you know what I mean? Like, spit. It's gross. I don't want to hear that. So I'm trying to, like, try and diminish it as much as I can, but it's very hard. Especially when my job is literally, like, talking, and then I get saliva in my mouth, and I'm like, ew, I don't like hearing it. I don't like hearing it at all. I need you guys' help with something. So, I have been having a hard time finding poems and books to read for my, like, monthly book reading. So if you guys have any suggestions that you think I should roll with, then let me know. Either message me about it or comment. Either way, it's completely fine with me. But yeah, I've been looking for new things to read because I kind of ran out of ideas, and I read a lot of physical, like, I have a lot of books in my room. I don't read much online. So I'm thinking of starting a new book that I have called The Hating Game. We can read it together, sort of thing. I'd read it with you guys. Because it's a really good book and I've heard good things about it. It's like an enemies to lovers sort of trope. And I really, really like that, actually. Probably one of my favorite tropes. Who doesn't love that? Seeing them go from, like, enemies to having feelings for each other and then getting together and still being somewhat tsundere, and, like, it's nice. I like it. And I'm trying to do more enemies to lovers on my channel as well, because the one enemies to lovers video I did, which was the arranged marriage, I don't know if you guys remember it, I posted it a long time ago, but that one did so, so well, and I was like, yeah, I loved recording it. For some reason, I love recording mean characters. Like, I'm not mean in real life, unless you give me a reason to be, but I just really like creating mean characters, which sounds toxic, but you know the kind of characters that have a good heart, but they kind of hide it by being mean? Those are the kind of characters I like playing. That's kind of how I am as well. Like, I felt like someone, I won't show it, I won't show that I like you, which isn't good, but that's just how I am. Yeah, some might find it toxic, but we're all a certain way when it comes to, like, our love life, right? I'd hope so. But, yeah, I don't really know what else to talk about. I'm trying to think here. Sorry, oh my god. Oh, that was loud. I should probably take these bracelets off. I have, like, charm bracelets, which make sound like this. And I have, like, a lot of them on my hand, on my arm, sorry. I should probably take them out because they're a bit, distracting, aren't they? Let me do that right now. Because I'm about to record more audios after this. I'm not done. And I don't want these to come in the way. They do sound kind of good, don't they? Like, yeah, they sound, like, good when they hit each other. But they're literally the prettiest bracelets ever. I don't know if you guys know Alex and Annie. You probably don't, but they have, like, the prettiest bracelets. If you're ever looking for charm bracelets as well. Like, I have, a Virgo one because I'm a Virgo. I have a Hello Kitty one because I love Hello Kitty. I'm a child at heart. And then I have, like, a Barbie and a moon all together. Like, things that I love, I kind of combine them with my bracelets and call it a day. You know? And then I have another one. It was a gift from my friend. It's a Little Mermaid. Because if you guys didn't know, I have a really big obsession with the beach and beach-themed things. Before I made my room all pink, which, yes, my room is all pink, by the way. Before I did that, I had, like, a little bit of a beach theme going on. I've always dreamt of, like, having a beach-themed room because I feel like it's so lovely and calming. And I did have that for a while, but then I got rid of everything. Or they broke. Like, I had a little seahorse house thingy, and it fell, it broke, and I got really sad because it was so pretty. And then I had a mermaid, and it broke its tail, like, okay, awesome. Everything I love just getting broken. Oh yeah, also, my birthday was on September 3, so, like, I'd say a week ago, a little bit more, but yeah, like, September 3. It was really fun. I have a lot of gifts that are still in their bags in my room that I have not opened yet. I kind of need to get to that because I feel like now I'm looking at them and they're just bothering me because I'm an organizational freak and I always want my room to be, like, perfect. But yeah, it was my birthday and I had lots of fun. And for that also, I didn't really have time to record because I was a bit busy every day going out or, like, people had plans with me. I sound so popular, you know, but, like, I mean, like, my family, my best friend mostly. Yeah, so I made, like, days for them, specific days, and it was a lot of fun. I enjoyed it. I feel like the older that I'm getting, I make myself sound like a grandma, but y'all get it. The older that I'm getting, I'm just starting to care less about my birthday. It's just another day. Like, it's cool and everything, but I don't want to be reminded that I'm growing up a year. Like, I'm getting older. I don't want to know that. Who wants to know that? Not me. So yeah, it's just like another day. But it's cool because now I can drink. And I love that. Who doesn't want to be able to drink legally? No more fake ID. I lived on the edge for a while using a fake ID. The thrill was exciting. But now it's like, I can do it. It's not exciting anymore. You know, not as exciting as it was when I was in high school. Yeah. A part of me misses high school, and then another part of me does not, because I, like, loved it, especially my senior year. It was a lot of fun, and less serious than college. Now I'm in college. It's not the most fun thing in the world, but yeah, like, I miss it, and all my friends, which I don't even talk to, like, all of them anymore. I literally only talk to my best friend and then one other friend who I'm close with, but that's it. Everyone else just sort of, like, cut off, especially because senior year I had a boyfriend at the time and things didn't end well between me and him. So now the people we were friends with were more friendly towards him So they all left with him. I'm like, okay, go ahead, be my guest, whatever. I'm better off without you anyways. But yeah, don't ever date in your high school years. Just don't do it. Don't do it. It won't end well. If it does end well, good for you. That's amazing. But I do feel like it's very rare for that to happen. I don't know why I thought it's going to work out after, but it did not. Especially because in high school, people don't really know what they want. They just kind of want to, like, experience a little bit. So you don't want to be somebody's experience. You want to be somebody's everything, you know? So definitely choose carefully and wisely. Because my sister is in high school, and she currently has a boyfriend, and she's a senior, so she's in the same shoes I was in. But she says her boyfriend's really nice, but I still worry for her, because I'm like, you're young, you're my sister, I don't want you to get hurt. I'm a little bit of an overprotective mother, you should say. Kind of like her second mother, which is good, because I don't ever plan on being a mother myself. I don't know if I want kids. Like, I think it would be nice to have kids with my husband, but at the same time, I'm like, which I don't have a husband, by the way. Don't think I have a husband. I make it sound like I'm married. I'm not. I don't plan to get married anytime soon, but yeah. I don't know if I want any kids, because I feel like kids kind of stop you from doing things. Like, if you want to travel and whatever, you have to think of your children, and they make it a little bit annoying. Like, you can't do things as free as you can when you don't have kids. And I'm like, I don't know if I really want to put myself in that position, I should say. But then I think it all depends on your significant other as well. But it is my body, and I am free to do whatever I want with it, so no one can tell me otherwise. Let me know if you guys ever want children. I'm curious to know your point of views on that. Because I know there's a lot of people out there who love kids and they want kids. I have a lot of friends who want kids as well when they grow up. I literally have a friend who wants like 6 kids. He loves kids. I'm like, good for you. Your wife will be happy about that. She'll be very happy about the pain she's going to go through 6 times. Wow. But literally nobody had it. Like, worse than my mother, because she had 3 C-sections. Like, she had me as a C-section, my sister and my brother, all of us. And I feel so bad for her, because she went through that. I'm like, I can't even imagine going through that 3 times in a row. Like, 1 time is enough to scare me off, you know? So it's just crazy to me. Honestly, major shout out to women that can do that. Like, that's amazing. I don't know how, but good for you. That's amazing. Also, I am curious, how many female Patreons do I have? Because I feel like I only have 2. I don't know, I feel like you guys are very rare. But I have gotten messages from a few female Patreons before, which is really nice. It was like, I loved it, and I'm like, oh my god, that's nice. Because I know most of my, my audience is male. But then to see, like, females as well, it makes me happy, because I'm like, okay, yeah, I can attract both genders, awesome. You know, it makes me happy. So it's pretty cool, to, like, be able to do that, of course. You know, I haven't really checked how my latest video did on YouTube, now that I'm thinking about it, so I'm about to do that. I just kind of uploaded it and then never checked it again. Which is bad. I should probably check out the comments and stuff. Oh, not bad. I have 16,000 already. Awesome. Aww. I love it, because I know a lot of creators out there are struggling with, like, views at the moment. I don't know what it is, with YouTube, but thankfully, mine is okay. I feel like my latest videos are not popping as much as my old ones, but I don't expect everything to be, like, freaking perfect, you know? I don't. My gang leader's daughter video is close to 1 million, which is literally insane. I cannot believe that. And I actually have 11 million views in total on my channel, which is, like, mind-blowing. I can't believe that, honestly. It's amazing, truly. I plan to do this for literally as long as I can. This makes me so happy. I absolutely love doing it, and I can't wait till I continue doing it. Especially because I have such an amazing audience, which is you guys. Like, you guys honestly make me the happiest person alive. You make me feel so appreciated. And I absolutely look forward to your messages. Don't ever think that you're bothering me on Patreon by messaging me. Sometimes I don't answer because Patreon does not notify me, or I read it and then I forget to answer later because I have a goldfish memory. But trust me, I do read everything. Please refrain from sending me weird stuff because that tends to make me not want to answer sometimes. But I trust you guys. I trust you. Oops, I'm so sorry. I'm the worst at this. I have long nails and I keep hitting everything. But yeah, I love you guys so much. Thank you for tuning into my ramble today and listening to me talk constantly for 20 minutes. I don't know why you guys enjoy this, but you know what? I love you and I'm glad that you made it to the end. If you did, comment Apple because I'm curious to know who did. I'm curious to know who's the real one here, okay? Love you guys. Take care and I'll see you in my next audio.